This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today is it. Wednesday is feeling like Monday. It's not Tuesday. It's Wednesday, 2nd of January, 2018, 29. See? Give me my checkbook so I can write 2018, however many times that I can. Our gang is together to welcome in the new year, DJV time, and temperature. It's the old time of temperature jock thing. Remember, used to, you didn't, because none of you were jocks, but I used to give the time and the temperature all the time. Between every break, between every record, it was time and temperature. 17 after the hour, 37 degrees here on the Boss Jock Show. And so we don't begin the year with that. We begin the year with Victoria Keelan doing her thing. Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, we're all here together for you. Let's work our way through the first big story of this hour, Victoria.
Well, the first big story of 2019, really. And first of all, Happy New Year. We're skipping that. Happy New Year. But the first big story of 2019 is money.
Hold on just a second. I think that is the story. As we begin this new year, I think we ought to wish everybody, whether individually or groups, family, that sort of thing, I think you ought to know that we at the DJV program wish you happiness, good health, prosperity, and peace. How's that for a good message?
Much better. Like that? Okay. Much better, yes.
All right. Page two.
Page two. All right. So the first big story of 2019 is all about the Mega Millions. And one winning ticket took home $425 million to kick off the new year.
That's a good way to start the new year, right?
Hey! Yeah. This happened last night. 11 p.m. last night was the drawing. And one lucky winner was in New York, Long Island specifically, Nassau County. And he or she bought a ticket from a place called the Brookville Auto Service. And I think this was like a gas station / mini mart kind of thing. Yeah. And this was on Route 25A. If you're out in Long Island, you know where that is. And this is the eighth largest jackpot in the history of Mega Millions. There were a few second place $1 million winners, which I would happily take that prize. In the tri-state area, there was a winner who won $1 million in Pleasantville in Westchester County. Another one in Little Neck, Queens. Another $1 million winner in Canton, Ohio. One in South Carolina, and one in Texas. And in Pennsylvania, somebody had, done the Mega Millions, or won the Mega Millions number option, and that brought their $1 million prize up to $4 million. So congratulations to all of the winners. And this Mega Millions started out at $40 million, and then it just kept rolling over, and tickets were sold in 44 states, plus the District of Columbia and the U.S. Virgin Islands. But you know, hey, one winner, $425 million.
Nothing wrong with that. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year! You may have seen or heard, I think we discussed this the last time there was a big winner a couple of months ago, how the lottery system has changed. So they do the numbers differently so the jackpots will be bigger. That's because people are losing interest. Can you imagine? The lottery did a research paper, and they found that the average was a couple hundred, 150, 180, 200 million. That was the average award. And people were losing interest buying tickets for only 200 million in prizes. So they changed the way the machine works in order to pull out numbers that are not so, I thought there was a random sort of thing, but I know this is big business. Think about how many tickets they sold in order to give away $400 or $500 million. You got to sell about four times that many tickets. And so if they gave away $400 or $500 million, that means they sold a couple of $1 billion worth of tickets. And I want to know, where's the money going? Where does the money that the lottery, the national, that's basically what it is, they give X number of dollars because they call it the California lottery, the Massachusetts lottery, New Jersey lottery, whatever they call it. It still is the national lottery. As Victoria said, 44 different states are selling these tickets. So where does the money go? And I'm pleading
Who's
ignorance.
Who's in charge of it?
More than suspect. Yeah. This
yeah,
is-
I don't know either. And is this part of the partial government shutdown? Or is the
no.
is the lottery,
yeah.
is it a government agency?
They'll tell you that it's a private, quasi-private deal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, it's just, because we get so wrapped up in the numbers, we don't ask questions like that. Who's in charge? How do we know that we're not being cheated? And where does the money go? Anybody got any answers to that?
Nope.
You can go online to the Twitter account at DJV Show or to Victoria at On Air Victoria or at C. Shillin or at Doug Steffen. You can share the information. I don't have this. I have no clue.
I don't think people really care because people just want to play the game and win.
Well,
and I don't think that most people care. I think that's why none of us have an answer.
Maybe that's the truth, but is that the way it ought to be? It seems
well, you're voluntary. Aren't you voluntarily? You're paying into it.
It's not like it's a tax, though. But it's a voluntary tax.
Right.
It's like buying liquor. You're paying. Everybody doesn't drink liquor, so the tax on it is voluntary.
Right.
In a sense, or marijuana, as it becomes more nationally recognized as something people want to do, anything like that. There are plenty of the tax on gasoline. That's voluntary. You don't have to drive your car. You don't have to have a car. Think about all of the things, the taxes on your house. You don't have to live in a house. You can live in a rented house like you. You'd say, probably, Victoria, I don't pay, or Kara, you have a rented house. So if that's the case, I don't pay any real estate taxes. Well, you really do, because that's part of the rent.
Mm-hmm.
But think about all the things that you buy that you don't really need, you don't have to have, and all of those would be considered in some states luxury taxes, I suppose, and depending on the state you live in. Like, for example, Victoria's in New Jersey, that's heavily taxed state. I'm in Massachusetts and California, both heavily taxed states. Jennifer's in California.
The other Is there a state that's not a heavily taxed state?
Yeah, Mississippi, Alabama, some of the southern, mid-south states, not heavily taxed. Yeah. Well, and then I was going to go off onto my toot about what happens in some of it. And they're not as desirable, and maybe that's because of whatever goes on there. But you get to the bigger states, the bigger population, government services are more. I think California, Jennifer, is the highest individually taxed, they call it luxury taxes. Whatever.
Yeah, because you have state and you have local, or state and federal taxes. The state that I think of that is not one of the states in the middle that seems to have a better deal on taxes is Oregon. Oregon has no state tax. They have a sales tax, which is...
They have no income tax.
Right. So Florida has no income tax. Well, New York City has a separate city tax that everybody who works there, doesn't matter if you live or commute into the city, everyone also has city tax taken out of their paycheck. So you have state, you have federal, and city taken out. It's a lot.
So that brings us around to thinking about something. Maybe your New Year's resolution, if you have made one, could be, or if you haven't made one, I'll give you a suggestion.
to move.
Yeah, move. I'm moving out of this state. I'm moving into another state. Nevada's pretty cheap, and so is Arizona, relatively speaking. Some of the southwest states, New Mexico.
I think Texas is pretty good for taxes.
Texas is fairly good. You're right. Yeah, yeah. So as we think about this, we went from congratulations to the winner.
Happy New Year to Texas.
Drained ourselves down into more government. And think about it. I'm looking at the things that are around today to talk about. It's the government, the government, the government, the government, the government, the government. For example, the U.S. Strategic Command apologizing for what it called a pretty distasteful, almost disastrous tweet. The tweet's now been deleted. Mentioned the New Year's Eve ball dropping in Times Square, saying, if ever needed, we are ready to drop something much, much bigger. That's kind of like Ronald Reagan saying on the microphone before he went on the air on a press conference, the Russians are going to be bombed in 5 minutes. Most of you don't remember that, but That was something that got him into a huge amount of trouble, because you always have to remember, in that circumstance, the mic is always on. Always treat it like the mic is always on. Somebody is listening. And in this circumstance, now that we have so much social media, somebody is always reading. Somebody's going to see it. It was supposed to be, this tweet, part of the Strategic Air Command's year-in review, which included a video of B-2 bombers dropping warheads that exploded when they hit the ground at a test range. There's a spokesperson for the Unified Military Command. The bombs were conventional massive ordnance penetrators, supposedly, non-nuclear bombs that can, you know, they call them bomb, what do they call them, something busters, what do they call them, building busters or something, huh? But they're tough, they're big, they're strong. And so this outfit, though, is also responsible for the nuclear operations and missile defense system. So if you look at the apology, you see Strategic Command says it was in poor taste, doesn't reflect our values. But you know what? It's just stupid. Who's there thinking or not thinking about the fact that everybody reads this stuff? It's like the old days when everybody's listening. As I said, it's not a smart thing to do. And we all know we haven't got smart people in a lot of government positions. Some of them are well-manned. But there's this kind of stuff, for me, underscores how we have no real controls. There's too many people, too many gadgets, too many chances for us to make a mistake. And, okay, this is a mistake that's forgivable. But what about a mistake that isn't? You can't take back. Especially when you got Kim Jong-un sending warnings to Washington over the weekend about the continuing sanctions and pressure. I guess he said, yep, I'll meet again with President Trump, but you got to lay off on the sanctions. And there was kind of an implied warning in that. So there are a lot of things that are government-related that are dangerous. Some of them are good. Some of them are neutral. Some of them are bad. We have too much. We have, in my opinion, we have too much military that's not well run, well managed. There's a lot of good management. I think when you get down to the core, the smaller units, well run. But look at there was something else that happened over the weekend. I'm trying now to remember. Just it went in and out of my mind. That has to do with the military and not watching and being... Oh, I know what it was. The fact that the military now, which prided itself with being able to pay better and it's now not because the economy is so good. They're having a hard time getting people to go into the military because there is, there are a lot of better jobs and they don't pay as much. But if you look at the value of the individuals who are working in the government, in the government too. We've seen this in the government shutdown, who's necessary and who isn't. How many people in the military are just there because there's a quota and it says on a line, okay, you got to have 4 people for this job? Do we know that we needed 4 people for this job? No. Just says we need 4 people for this job. So, at any rate, food for thought as we begin the new year. Let's give you something else to think about. Your looks. How are you feeling about your smile? Is it good? Do you like it? Leaving good impressions on people? Maybe you've decided that this is the year you're going to find a new partner, a new love, and you want your teeth to be whiter. Well, with Power Swabs, you can get up to 10 shades whiter. This is something that's not hard work. This is my advice to you. The company that has put this all together is called Power Swabs. They have a great way to whiten your teeth. The system transforms your smile starting in 5 minutes. Give up on your coffee? No, you don't have to. Give up tea? Nope, you don't have to give up wine. All you have to do is transform your smile using the Power Swab method. Snap the tube, use the Q-tip, wipe off the stains. Good deal. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Start the new year with a smile.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Cases and cases of confidence.
Staples can help give you the confidence that your business is ready for the year ahead with all the supplies you need.
Like paper. And right now, when you buy a 10-ream case of Staples multipurpose paper, you get one free.
So you can be confident you're ready for whatever business comes your way.
Buy one case of Staples multipurpose paper, get one free. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, limit 10. Valid through 1/5/19.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from pens to brand spanking new calendars. And right now, 2019 Despad calendars are just $3.99.
So get your business ready for a big year at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid on SKU 279-6207. Ends 1/5/19.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And her expertise when it comes to the big country songs of this past year. If you were around with us on Monday, we went through the top pop songs and the rock songs and the dance songs. They all sounded the same. But one category doesn't sound like all the others, although it's becoming more poppy, I think. I think we've said that over the year, Jennifer, pretty consistently. A lot of the big stars and the way they're producing their music sounds a lot like pop music. But yeah, there's a little bit.
I think the country sounds maybe even more folky. Yes, there are some artists who want to kind of cross over into the pop world, like Taylor Swift has. I think that's the big model that people want to follow. But
I think a lot of
country, real country that wants to stay country, at least that's popular, has an element of folk to it now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so let's see if we can find that in the top five country songs of this past year, according to Billboard magazine. The number five item was Thomas Rhett and Marry Me at number five. What do we know about this song? What do we know about him, Jennifer?
He's actually the son of a country artist. If you followed country in the 90s, Rhett Akin, he did his big hit was That's Not My Truck, which is a great song. And so he took on the same kind of career that his dad did, but he separated his name because he didn't want to have a lot of doors open for him. So there's a little nod in his name to his dad, but he wanted to have his own career and not be that's Rhett Akin's son. So he's really come into his own. This was a big year for him, even entertainer. Good. I think he was entertainer of the year even.
Good. All right. So on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, we continue on now. Here's a very familiar name, became much more popular this year. Or recognizable, maybe because of Las Vegas, matter of speaking. Jason Aldean's number four song this year, You Make It Easy. When did this come out? Is this early in the year, this song, Jennifer?
I think this was actually middle of the year. He had a new album out that he went on tour with this summer.
Yeah. And is he going to have one of these new country things in Vegas this year?
Yeah.
Is he part of that?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so that's number four, You Make It Easy, Jason Aldean. Sounds poppy to me, all the guitar. And
he's very rocky.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, number three, Dan and Shay doing Tequila not the old tequila. These two, I don't know them, Jennifer. I don't recognize their names.
I actually think that you might. We've had them. We've played some of their music here before, and they're just, they're a duo that has really come into their own, I think, in the last 2 years. That's when people really have gotten to know them. They've won a lot of awards.
Yeah. All right. So Dan and Shay. By the way, Kara, just for the heck of it, if you go back to the late 50s, maybe early 60s, Glenn Campbell and his group did a instrumental called Tequila. Just for the heck of it, that's the last time there was a song out that I remember called Tequila. Let's find it and play it.
Can't go too long without a good tequila song, that's for sure.
All right. Number two, Kane Brown and Heaven. What do we know about Kane Brown, Jen?
Not a lot.
No, okay.
But he had a really good year with this song.
Yeah, number two. All right, so let's go. Here's a group that made a lot of noise and good music during the year from the country world, Florida Georgia Line, combining with BB Rexha. Song's called Meant to Be. I know this song. It's a good song.
Yeah. They've had huge year. Florida Georgia Line has kind of reinvented themselves, and their new album has a lot of nods back to what their first album sounds like, but they also have, I think they've expanded a little bit more, so.
All right. Florida Georgia Line, BB Rexha. All right, you find that tune, the original Tequila, Kara?
Is this what you're talking about?
This is what I'm talking about.
This is not. I didn't realize Glenn Campbell did this. I know the other version.
Glenn Campbell was in the instrumental group that did this. Now I'm trying to remember.
We want to make it even older. So good job.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, it would be a little older than that. All right, so that's the original Tequila. Thank you for indulging me, Kara. Very nicely done. 28 minutes after the hour. This is the Wednesday DJV radio program.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arlie Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a partial government shutdown over the issue continues, President Trump is now looking again for bipartisan support when it comes to border security. The White House inviting top leaders from both parties to a briefing today that will be led by the Department of Homeland Security. In Brazil for the presidential inauguration there, America's top diplomat says that the president's recent decision to remove troops from Syria is not impacting current relations with Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying,
"The counter-ISIS campaign continues, our efforts to counter Iranian aggression continue, and our commitment to Middle East stability and the protection of Israel continues in the same way it did before that decision was made."
Pompeo speaking after his meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, and this is USA Radio News.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back and forth into the new year. Welcome to January 2nd, 2019. It's Wednesday, not Monday. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer will take it out, get us started with our thoughts as we busily work our way into the new year. I find it very important. I know one of the things I'm going to try hard to do is to stay healthy myself and keep life in balance and harmony. Not easy to do, and Jennifer is the best example of how to keep life in balance and harmony.
What not to do, actually, is the manual that I've written for the last year. It's okay, it all changes today, so how exciting is that? It's a whole new life, can't you tell?
New life, yes, new world.
Well, I'd like to tell you, yes, definitely, happy new year and happy healthy new year, and hopefully we all have our word for the year. I can't remember what mine is. I came up with it on New Year's, and I can't remember. Last year it was purge, which I got to at the end of the year, but I'll come up with it again. But President Trump has a word, and it's called shutdown. We're still in it. And he has now invited congressional leaders from both parties today to a briefing at the White House about the border wall, which would be the first meeting between Trump and the Democrats since the start of the partial government shutdown. Now, this is the second week of the shutdown, and House Democrats are getting ready to take control. They'll be the majority party, I think, starting tomorrow. They plan to pass a short-term funding bill, which would aim at reopening the government, but that doesn't have any funding for border security or for the wall. That'll happen tomorrow. Then they would pass that short-term spending bill over to the Senate to put the pressure on Mitch McConnell and the Republicans there, who seem to be solidly standing with the president, saying, nope, if you don't address the immigration problem, we are not going to be able to sign this thing. So, again, it's a ping-pong ball back and forth between Democrats, Republicans, and Trump to see who's taking ownership of this shutdown, which I think a lot of people didn't notice because they were all on holiday vacation. But now people are going to get – they're starting to notice because everybody's waking up again after the holiday slumber, and somebody – something's going to have to happen. So Trump's inviting everybody over to either have a showdown with them or play Let's Make a Deal. We'll see what happens. According to Trump's Twitter page, he's looking to, quote, make a deal with Nancy Pelosi. So we'll see.
Meanwhile, as the government shutdown continues, the national parks have got trash everywhere, which is what you'd expect. It seems the most important thing in the parks are the trash collectors. The shutdowns that had happened before, the parks shut down, but this time most of them are open. Remember last week there were pictures of people running into the White Sands National Park, just jumping over the fences, and that happened a lot. So apparently, I went on the air, and sure as not, it wasn't just me, who said, go, let's go, have a good time. It's not your fault, these people. You're on vacation. You're in these places, so just go. If you have to jump over the fence, go jump over the fence. After all, the land doesn't belong. We have all this, the government owns this, the government owns that. You know, we're the government. So screw the government if they can't get their act together. You want to go visit the White Sand, whatever park it is, go visit it. But you know what? The other side of it is have some respect. And it ought not to be that we have, this is the other side of the coin, the things that stayed open or they gave up and they decided to leave the gates open. The shortage of garbage collectors apparently has caused some issues. And it doesn't look good for Americans to be this dirty, the trash, the human waste. Come on, what's the matter with you? Okay, so we have a problem. Do you have to have somebody wait on you all the time? You can't hold on to your trash and put it in some place to stop at the first gas station? Or what's the matter with you?
Well, I imagine they have trash cans and there are porta-potties and people are probably using those things.
Yeah, right.
But if they're full, that they're supposed to.
Right, but I see what Doug's saying. Take your trash back in your own car when you see that it's overflowing.
Like, that's a bunch of pigs.
Hello, common sense.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. That's exactly what it is. So speaking of common sense, some of the workers say they're going to sue the government today because of the shutdown. And this is an interesting lawsuit. It claims the government is breaking the law by requiring employees to work without pay. And it probably will get tossed because, although who knows what judge will look at it, they aren't not getting paid. They're not going to get paid on time. Nobody's working for nothing, and that's the sort of insidious side of these things. Some of these workers, and this is what is bothersome to me, really bothersome, really troublesome, where you've got people who are working, and they will get paid later. There are those who are not working, they'll also get paid later. So the American Federation of Government Employees says they're going to file a lawsuit on behalf of the designated essential federal employees who aren't getting paid. They're needed to keep certain parts of the country running. Correctional officers is a pretty good example. The TSA people. Oh, my God. Here's my TSA. This is, thank you for, this really will hit my, this is a trigger and a half with me.
Buckle up, everybody.
Yep. I'm on my way to L.A. on, when did I go to L.A.? Sunday morning. So I'm going through the, about 7 o'clock, something, whatever it is, 6:30. And granted, you know, people, it was bombed. Oh, my God, there were so many people. People were going back on Sunday morning. So I'm in the line, and I go through the thing, and the beep goes off when I go through. And I know the shoes that I was wearing have metal in them, so I took them off. My belt has metal, so I take that off. My pen had metal, took that off. Watch has metal, put that in the thing and send it through the tray. They couldn't find anything. So the TSA lady says, let me see your wallet. And I looked at her and I said, what do you mean you want to see my wallet? Yeah, I want to see what's in your wallet. and I bit my tongue. She took everything out of my wallet. Everything.
Wait, what? Is that even allowed?
This is something I'm going to look into.
Wasn't your wallet supposed to be in the little dish, though?
Well, you don't have to. If you're in pre-check, you don't have to do that.
Okay.
So the reason they
did it to me, too, because I had too many coins. That's what they told me, that was cutting it off.
She looked at me and she said, you have too much. She said she had this most arrogant look at her. I was infuriated, but the last time I had a to-do with him, you know, I was tight on time. I didn't want to get into it. Yeah.
So what did she think was in? I mean, men don't carry coins in their wallets,
no,
right?
She said, you have a lot of things. Then why do you have so much in your wallet? I looked at her. I didn't answer her, but she could tell by looking at my face it was none of her God-blessed business. And it wasn't, and it isn't. It really infuriated me. And if you really want to make a to-do out of it with them, you can say, you can't look at this. There's my personal stuff in there. You tell me what you're looking for, and I'll give you, well, we don't know what we're looking for. Yeah, right, okay.
And then they're not going to let you get on the plane.
Yeah, well, but you see, that's the we have too much government, too much authority rested in the hands of morons. And that's really what my objection have been to that all along.
Well,
inappropriate.
What was it that was setting off the alarm?
She doesn't know. She didn't know.
Just let you go through?
I put all the stuff back in my wallet, and I took my wallet and I walked away. That was it. So I can't imagine that this is, that's legit. At any rate, it just, wait, man. I almost had a drink when I got on the plane. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. That's how there it is. All right, let's see. Sports, a couple of sports items here. The Women's Tennis Association serving up new guidelines to help mothers returning to the sport after they have a baby. They say it's going to introduce a new special ranking rule for this new season this year. Under that rule, ladies, a player will have to, over the first 3 years after the birth of the child, use special ranking in order to get into tournaments. What do we think about this? Does it make it easier? It's apparently aimed at making it easier for new mothers who are playing at the elite level. I think this is...
I can't believe that this is new in 20... Williams. This happened, I think, right before the end of the year, 2018. I can't believe that there's obviously been a need for it all along, but when Serena Williams gave birth, and then the first tournament she played in, she was completely unseeded.
Yeah.
And so she had to fight her way literally from the very bottom, so... Men never have to do this. If they have an injury and they leave, their ranking stays
the same.
Come back
to this spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre that, like, we're
more
just
sexist
figuring
stuff
this out.
And, yeah, but it's just
sexist. It just seems like we should change that for men. I think you should have to fight it back after an injury. If you lose your standing, that just seems fair to me.
Mm-hmm. I think
that's
maybe
how
you
handle it in professional wrestling.
Yeah. Right. This is a good comparison.
How does it work in wrestling if a woman has a baby? They take time off and come back.
Really? Who's an example of that?
Brie Bella.
Really? Who's she? Not that.
One of the Bella twins.
Of course. That clarifies it. Yeah, all right. We got it.
What else
also,
do you
want to
know?
I want to go to the golf. We never talk much about golf.
Thank God.
A new app.
I know, right? What is there to say?
There's a new app, Jennifer, to fix your golf swing.
Oh,
this device became popular over Christmas for golfers. It measures the velocity and the distance of your stroke and helps to determine which club you ought to use next. So here we are now, science and technology woven its way into the boring game of golf. I know lots of you play golf, you think it's fabulous, but isn't part of the sport trying to figure out what the next club is that you're supposed to use?
Or if you're a pro, the caddy tells you to do that, right?
Does
the caddy tell you what to do next?
But now they're using this app uses GPS trackers to track the ball. It's easier now to collect data about your game with this tracker. So if you've been playing golf for years, you love the game. You enjoy the drink at the end of the 4 hours, whatever it is, the 19th hole. If you don't have much skill, you're a casual golfer, and you know that there are a lot of clubs in your bag, but you don't know really what they are. That's kind of embarrassing, isn't it? Anyway, I think that these gadgets kind of, what do you think? If you're, I don't, nobody here
this
plays golf, right?
No, my dad plays golf all the time, though.
Really?
He's got, a couple years ago for Christmas, we gave him, it's a watch thing that looks like a Fitbit, and so it knows all the courses that you're on, and so, because it's all GPS, and so it will tell you what your next strokes are and the par and all that other stuff. So for hundreds of courses around the country. So this is probably the next thing that my dad would want.
Yeah.
Some sort of help with his swing or
swing.
Whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, boys and girls. Today is National Buffet Day. So if you don't like menus, I love buffets, frankly.
Oh,
this
really?
This is the reason. Oh,
this is
I
a
love
man
buffet.
Thing. Because
yeah,
I can't. It's a Dutch thing
buffet.
Because he can go in, get what he wants, and get out.
Yeah.
But see,
like
Lewis loves
linger?
A buffet too, and he goes to like the ones in Atlantic City.
Right,
it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Men love like buffets. I think.
Don't
it's
hang
just
around. Get something to eat. See you later. Sweden.
No, you can go back and get as many.
Yeah,
as
more.
Many servings
all you can
you
eat.
Want. Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the 1700s, the buffet became known as the buffet. Sweden was the first to name and define this meal as a smorgasbord, and then a buffet comes out of it. 1945, the buffet arrives in L.A. Whoops, nope, in Las Vegas. El Rancho Vegas opened as the first casino and resort on the Strip, served the Buckaroo Buffet.
Yeah.
The Buckaroo Buffet! Yay! Buffets in the 1960s became an American staple. It did start and spread all over Vegas, and that's what kind of the fun of going to Vegas. But there are other, everybody, you can find a buffet.
Wow.
Anyway, you go to some of the neatest places. I remember the best buffet, I think the first time I ever had a buffet at the Breakers in Palm Beach. Now, you want to see a buffet, whoo! Kinds of stuff.
I love that you have mental mental notes of great buffets that
you've
visited.
Oh, I
do. Most
people
love landmarks. He loves it that much.
He's got buffets.
Yeah. I love buffets. I love buffets.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Jennifer. Television tonight. What's on? What's good?
Oh, my gosh. So much stuff. You're not even going to believe it. Your head will spin. Let's start on the cable network's Mythbusters is back. It's a series premiere of the junior edition of this show. So this is Mythbusters for 14 years now focuses on kids ages 12 to 14. That's on the Science Channel tonight at 9 o'clock. Grownish, the season premiere, is back on Freeform at 8. And a new episode, or a new series, I'm sorry, new season of Project Runway All-Stars. Everybody loves that. That's on Lifetime at 9 o'clock. On the networks, Fox is really giving it to you this year. At 8 o'clock, there's a brand new show called 24 Hours to Hell and Back. Then at 9 o'clock, The Masked Singer. This is a mystery show. It's a competition show. It's a singing show, and it's hosted by Nick Cannon. It's a South Korean-style show, so it looks very strange. You have people dressed as, like, cartoon characters singing songs.
But it's, like, real singers, though, right?
Real singers. It's going to be really crazy.
But, like, well-known people.
Yes,
right?
You get the celebrity behind the mask, and that's why they call it The Masked Singer. So that's tonight at 9 o'clock on Fox. Let's see what else tonight is new. CBS has a new episode of SEAL Team. That's at 9 o'clock, followed by a new episode of Criminal Minds. That's at 10. And NBC, ABC, they're in rerun. Runs tonight, still working on coming back. They debut next week, but this is Fox Winter debut week, so we'll check it out. The pick will be whether or not The Masked Singer is ridiculous or if it's actually got some legs. How about that?
All right, there it is. Rundown for tonight as we continue on the DJV show, 10 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tech Talk time for Wednesday on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan is here with Doug Steffen. That would be me. She's with the overview as normal. Some of the things that are most applicable to you in the world of technology. Here's a warning from the police, Victoria. And I don't mean the singing group. It's not the Sting doing the warning, right? This is about a sting. Maybe you get stung with this.
Yeah, this is not great. So everybody's kind of over the holidays. We get a little lazy if you have to do some work, or if you're just at home and you're playing around on your computer and you see these Facebook quizzes that pop up in your news feed, and a lot of them seem, you know, they seem pretty harmless, and people just kind of get sucked in and you take one quiz after another. However, the Sutton Police Department from Massachusetts has shared a scary post on their Facebook page warning social media users that those fun questionnaires can actually be revealing a lot of personal information to scammers. And so they actually posted on their Facebook page that the quizzes that you take on Facebook, they ask you things like, what was your first grade teacher's name? Who was your childhood best friend? What kind of car did you first drive? The place where you were born? First pet? All this other stuff. Those are the same questions that are asked when you're setting up an account as a security question. So essentially, by answering these questions on Facebook, you're giving away all of your security answers.
Yep.
Now, one of the examples is there's a game called What's Your Elf Name? Which I've actually seen some of my friends have been passing this quiz around, and this is crops up every holiday season, and the idea obviously is harmless enough, but when you have all of your information, a lot of your answers are actually public, and you can even drag some friends into it. I had a few people try to invite me into them, and I don't do anything on Facebook anymore, but you have to just be really, really careful with things. If you're sharing your location, you definitely do not want to share your birth date. That's a big no-no. Even though everybody on Facebook likes to say when it's their birthday, you really shouldn't do that. And that makes it so much easier for hackers to figure out your, not only your security questions, but a lot of your passwords. People are still using things like birth dates, your pet's names, your husband's name, your wife's name, things like that, and your anniversary date. So as soon as you say, hey, it's my anniversary, people can hack right into that if that's, you know, your password. So what all experts seem to agree on
is you should always use fake information when you're filling out password recovery prompts. So if it says, what's your mother's maiden name, make it up. Write it down if you have to, but make it up. Do not
Yolanda.
Use the real information. Yeah. Don't use the real information. None of it matters either. So if you're setting up your account and you say that you were born in Wyoming when you were really born in New York, it doesn't matter. There is no right or wrong answer, but make sure you give fake answers so that no one can actually crack into who you really are. And as we know, hacking is just getting worse and worse, and 2019 will be the year of the hack, I predict.
All right, a couple of hacker stories right after this, in fact. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. All right, a couple of hacker stories. Hackers are trying to use insurance claims from September 11th. What in the world is going on
here? This is a new low. So the group known as the Dark Overlord, this is the same group that stole episodes of Orange is the New Black and then released them. They have now stolen 18,000 documents from insurance companies like Lloyd's of London, Silverstein Properties, and Hiscox Syndicates. Those are the three big ones. And they're threatening to release files that provide quote-unquote answers for 9/11 attack conspiracies unless they receive a ransom payment in Bitcoin. So now the U.S. government, the U.K. government, everyone is involved in this. They say the insurance claims won't really have major insights about what happened on 9/11. However, this group is going to use the personal data and information to blackmail people who might be named in the documents. And so that's where this gets into a lot of international law and things like that. But it's yet just another new low. It's absolutely horrible for any of the families of the victims who had to go through that. It's terrible.
All right. And also, the hack is speaking of new low, targeting North Korean defectors. That was pretty interesting because there were about 1,000 of them living in South Korea. Not a pretty picture. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.